Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
And welcome to John Heffron, and Chell's back with us. Welcome, guys.
Thank you so much.
John, good morning. I'm the one without food in my mouth because I'm professional.
Yeah, well,
I'm not drunk. I'm professional.
We all eat on the show, too, but I should even ask him about that. You are. You're not drunk. You are professional.
Yes, I'm sober this time.
John and Chell are the week. John's your headliner this weekend. Funny Bone, funnyboneomaha.com for tickets. Sorry we weren't here yesterday. Todd couldn't get back in time, but we got time to sell the shows. Two tonight, two tomorrow, and one on Sunday.
True.
John was telling his story about.
Yeah. I love that.
I love when I tell the story. You tell me about your all paranoid about your wife, and you think it's just you, right?
Yeah. I got.
Explain the story.
Well, I got security cameras put on the house.
Okay.
Right.
For what reason? We're in California.
For a couple reasons. One, we get this thing at Amazon Fresh, where Amazon will deliver stuff to your house basically in 2 hours.
Right.
And you can get like groceries.
2 hours. Okay.
Yeah, 2 hours. So we decide we come in recluses and never leave the house.
Exactly.
And just order groceries and cat litter and this, you know, dumb stuff that you don't want to carry.
Right.
So the Amazon Fresh people will put the boxes on your front porch.
Right.
And then when you're done with the bags,
right,
they're in like these cooler bags, you put those back out on your front porch and then they pick those up. That's
excellent,
just the thing.
Man. All right.
Well, I installed a driveway chime to let me know when people are coming up to my door. By the way, side note, I'm kind of a borderline way prepper.
Like, oh, you are?
But
you travel all the time, so you're not going to be at the house when something happens anyway.
But my house is...
You're going to be in Omaha when the bomb goes off, so your wife will be safe.
I'm working on that. My house is borderline Home Alone house.
Is it really?
Really? I have a paint can that'll swing out of nowhere and smash you in the head after you run all over my Legos.
That's my favorite one. The paint can one is my favorite.
Yeah. So I pretty much have that. So people kept running up and taking the Amazon Fresh boxes
or
looking in them. And I could tell because I had this chime.
Right.
No. So it gives me a little bit of, once I hear the motion detector driveway chime, I know I have a couple seconds to get to the thing. So then I was...
Why would they do that? What's the value in those boxes?
Just people... nothing. Well, it depends if you just get it. Just delivered, it's groceries.
It might be full of stuff.
Yeah, it's just but groceries.
Does a random dog wake your ass up in the middle of the night with a chime? Like a dog runs through your front yard. It's trying to go off.
No, it's strategic. It's strategic
for
a person.
Got it.
So then I started fantasizing about, I want to create this bait porch where I set this up and see how many different traps I can create.
So you're like a NOM situation, a rope flies you up against some stakes?
Yeah, I want to see like...
There's a dead dude with a stake through his head.
A trap door that just drops you like 6 feet.
Next morning you see a dude down there.
Slowly starts to fill with water. Like, I want to see legally what can you do to someone. So I was online, I'm just looking, and you really can't do anything.
No, you can't.
Even at the front door, they have to be inside the house.
Yeah,
right?
Even you can't in...
But some of that's cruel and unusual.
California, well, then you know what? Leave my Nutella wafers alone. You know what I mean?
Good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
You made the vocational error that you can't afford Triscuits, then it's not my fault. So, like, you can't even defend, like,
vocational error.
Like, gun wise, you know, I'm not going to pull a gun on somebody taking bread.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to cause that much trouble.
No, but there are guys who would do it.
So I'm like, I'm going to get Gorilla Tape, blah, 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 and I'm going to do a whole thing. Can I zip tie them? You know, like, what's the rule? If they're on my porch, like, not in the street, da, da, da. So then I decided to get the security cameras.
Right.
So then I can watch.
And you can watch anywhere
instead
in the country,
of just
right?
Hearing the chime.
Yeah.
So now with the security cameras, of course, I load them up in the front, and last night the front two cameras are gone,
right.
Disappear or offline,
mm-hmm.
and then so I automatically assumed, and that's when you know, my wife is hanging out with a Mexican soccer team.
Okay, got it. A whole team too. That's crazy.
I don't know. All right,
yeah.
I
just, so not just one guy.
A bus pulling up to the house.
So you're thinking now? Is there any reason not to trust your wife? Or are you just are you just a dude?
No, like you're just a dude. Soccer.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. I'm very, you know. Yeah. My house is. I enjoy my house being.
But then you said there was a weird Uber thing too. So you're thinking what happened?
Oh yeah. Then I had an Uber. Receipt.
Right.
But then I'm like, whoa, she got an Uber. She went somewhere. And then I realized, oh, that was mine from whenever yesterday, whenever I went to the airport. Yeah.
So she's like, you turn the camera off, left with an Uber to go bang a Mexican soccer team.
Yeah, yeah.
Back, turn the cameras back on. Yeah. That was in your head last night.
Yeah, yeah. My wife, yeah, she wasn't scaling out of the second window and then jumping onto the neighbor's roof and then going down their banister to then get into a car. And then, yeah, she's not, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
But if you go home and find a Mexican soccer team with bamboo stakes through their heart.
Oh.
You'll
know. Then I'll know. Yeah,
worked. You were right.
Yeah, it'll all come together.
That happened. That'd be crazy.
I was kind of obsessed about the, you know, the I kept calling it the bait porch. Like that was thinking.
Yeah, you googled. Can I booby trap my porch?
Yeah, you want to see what legally you could do?
And nothing.
You literally, yeah, you can't.
Even a paint can at the front door. That'd be fun. Just a paint can come down. Just
I'm a big trap door believer. Like. I don't think people utilize trapdoors as much as like
as
if,
you, as you
if
could.
I owned a 7-Eleven or any type of gas station, you know, the rubber that you stand on mm-hmm. when you're paying,
right.
I would have that so trapdoored. That's where all the guys with the guns come.
Also,
when you stand there and you
right
stick
down.
The gun,
yeah.
You hit a button, they drop.
Well, they do drop, but don't you think they're shooting on the way down?
Yeah, but they're going to shoot up.
Maybe they are.
None of those guys' marksmanship. Exactly. None of those guys can handle
it. But that's true. As a kid, you always loved the trapdoor concept. You watch a movie where a guy walk through the woods and fall through some brush.
Yeah.
You're right. The adults don't use enough trapdoors. I'm with you on that.
Or anvils.
Or anvils.
Sure.
Anvils as,
yeah,
you know, legally.
You hit a button as the guy is running out of the convenience store and some razor ribbon drops down.
Yeah, yeah.
And decapitates them.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I want to know what happens if I wrap somebody in barbed wire.
You got a special something going on there, yeah, in your head.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It
yeah,
seems
yeah.
like you want to really hurt somebody.
Yeah, I have a, I got a little bit of a thing.
Morning, Carl. How you doing, sweetie?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, I know. Efron's a freak,
I want to stay on John's good
side.
Yeah,
exactly. You don't want to show up at his house unannounced. How about it, Jill? You ever been to his house at all?
No, I've not.
Okay, well,
no,
be careful.
You don't want to go.
He'll look outside, see you. You look rough like we all do. And you're thinking, who's that? I think I know that guy.
You would even
hit
be
the trap door anyway
to visit if you had announced.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I mean, especially if you visit on the day groceries are delivered, you're screwed.
Well,
you are getting shot.
But here's what I want. Here would be a perfect scenario for me.
Okay.
I want about in Los Angeles. I couldn't have this because I couldn't afford the acreage. But I want about 35 acres.
Right.
I want a gravel driveway.
All right.
It's about a half mile long.
Yeah.
Gravel,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm gonna have colored stakes along the driveway,
mm-hmm.
so I know how many yards out that vehicle is approaching.
Got it.
Okay.
All right.
So I can go up on my sniper.
you picked the wrong profession to want to be home all the time.
And
you know that.
See,
because you are on the road every freaking week.
Blink your lights properly.
So you'd have a sniper rifle set up somewhere.
Yeah, but I'll have a nest set up. And when I hear the gravel, then it's go time.
Yeah.
Where do you live? What part of LA do you live?
In the valley.
In the valley?
He's not going to say where.
Yeah,
no,
yeah. Under the location in a shipping container that's buried 20 feet under the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the valley where Amazon delivers groceries.
Yeah.
We can narrow it down to that.
I lived in Hollywood for...
How long did you live there?
Hollywood. Well, I've moved... I started in West Hollywood in Silver Lake.
Right.
Moved around, but Hollywood, I lived in an apartment complex, and there was a guy that was a crackhead, and he would pace back and forth every night sweating with his shirt off. And it was just...
In your room?
No, right in front of the building. Yeah, my... Yeah,
sounds creepy. Was,
yeah.
What'd you pay for that?
So that was the first month. I would come home to a crackhead pacing back and forth
Man.
And standing there watching me. And then my car was parked on the street, and someone had stolen the car and crashed into the park cars.
Uh-huh.
So my car was being repaired in the shop for a month. I had to ride my bike to my job waiting tables at Hamburger Hamlet on Sunset Boulevard. So I'm riding an hour there and an hour back, and then on the way back after a horrible shift.
An hour long on the bike.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
A horrible shift. I'm just miserable, and I see a car driving by me, and it's like bumper to bumper.
Mm-hmm.
And they roll their window down, and I'm like, this is not good.
Mm-hmm.
And they threw a big gulp in my face.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, that was my first month.
Man.
In LA.
Yeah, welcome to LA.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
All right. That was Heffron's porch right there. The big gulp in the face, what happens? Heffron's porch.
I was getting a coffee the other day, and Benjamin Bratt said hello to me.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
And then I went to Home Depot and saw The Rock.
Well, that's cool.
She lived where I live.
The Rock is walking around Home Depot
by himself. I see him.
No, he's his own guard. I get that.
But Benjamin Bratt guy.
Yeah, but Bratt, you can. I mean,
I see Bratt's... him almost every place I go.
Really?
Yeah.
So he lives
weird.
In the area.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's a great actor. I like Benjamin Bratt. But The Rock stands out.
Yeah.
I mean, he must. How could he go anywhere in public? You would think he'd. But in LA, they don't care, right?
Yeah, I've seen him. I've seen The Rock on. This was a while ago. I think he's private jetting it now. But even three years ago.
Yeah, just.
I've seen him on flights, and I've never seen anybody so nice. Like, usually there were like 6 a.m. flights, which are horrid, because you got to leave your house wherever you live.
3 in the morning.
Where he's got his hat over his head, mm-hmm. leaning against the wall. Like, that's his move. He's the first one on.
Got it.
First class, leaning there.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him twice, 2 different times. A kid walks by, looks, sees it's The Rock, says something. He lifts his hat up, does The Rock smile. Does the thing, and then puts his hat back down. He's obviously exhausted. He's like, but never once did he, have that on his face. So
that's
my thing of The Rock. And I've seen him do that a bunch of times.
Well, just recently a comedian, it might have been, we were talking earlier about Caparulo. We'll get into that later on about his thing happened to him. But there was some comedian here just recently told us they were at a Starbucks in L.A., or in Hollywood, and Jack Nicholson's in front of him. And he he had sunglasses on, and everybody knows it's Jack in the store because they're all adults. But the kid goes, "What's your name, sir?"
Right,
for the cup,
right on the cup.
And he looks, and Jack Nicholson looks back. Who was the comedian that told the story?
Was that Augie?
It might have been. No, it wasn't Augie.
No, I think it was Mark Eddy.
Who was it?
I think it was Mark Eddy.
Yeah, it was just a recent story.
Yeah, just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah. So he goes, and he looks around. Everybody goes, "It's Jack," and the guy writes Jack, and that's it. The kid has no idea. It's Jack Nicholson. I love that story. He's writing his name on a Starbucks cup. It's Jack. But, a kid wouldn't know, I guess. That doesn't make any sense. Craig, you want to join the program? Yeah. Yeah, you do.
Sort of.
We worked 2 days this week. And he's,
I like it better when you just command him.
I know.
If you give him the option.
I do give him the option. It's not even the option.
Yeah.
I
going to play who's older?
Yeah, sure.
But when given the option, he always opts out.
He does opt out. He opts out of work. I'm opting out of work. He's yelling.
Craig, want to make a contribution?
He's opting out of work.
This.
He just opted out of work.
You don't want this.
You want to tell a joke when you're on stage there, Chill? Nah.
Nah.
Nah, I'm not going to say anything for about 5 minutes.
Nah.
He'll just read a comment card.
Yeah. You still do that bit?
Yes.
All right,
course.
Good. Of course.
It's in the act.
It's in the act.
He's one of the best comment card readers in the business.
He is.
I noticed that.
Truly.
No question. All right, let's play Who's Older.
Yeah,
you want a guy to
game.
Make some stage announcements?
Yeah.
Chill.
No, that'd be the MC.
Oh, he can do those too, though.
Yeah, he could.
He is that versatile.
But he's your feature this
week. He remembers his roots.
Who's your MC this weekend?
Come Austin Anderson.
Oh, Austin. All right, cool. Very funny dude.
So you remember to say, give it up for Austin.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you're good at that.
That's my strength. That's my specialty. Let's keep it going for Austin.
Come on, you can do better than that.
Yeah.
Let's keep it going.
Yeah. All right, I want to get. Save your stuff, Craig. I know you're just still getting ready here, but let's get the video up of Caparulo.
It's on Facebook.
We were off for a couple of days, so we haven't talked about this yet. John Caparulo was here a couple weeks ago, actually, in the studio with us, maybe a month ago. I don't know. They all blend together. But he was on stage somewhere. Where was that?
It's at the Comedy Magic Club.
Okay, so it's out there in L.A.
He's in Mimosa Beach. Yeah.
It's a Tuesday night, right?
Yeah, probably.
He makes a small penis joke about Trump. It's kind of just a throwaway line. It
starts off with Washington Monument.
Right. And it's just a throwaway line, and it's about no penis, she's a small penis. And he's moving on to something else, and the girl yells, F you, right?
Yeah.
And then he swears a streak at her, and I can't say any of it on the air. And then she goes up and throws a glass at him.
She throws her drink at him.
Yeah, throws his drink at him. And then he rips her more, you know, and it was just brutal. You know, has that happened yet, Carl, with the Trumpers at the Funny Bone?
No, we not really.
Because people
no.
make jokes about everybody.
Yeah, we've had a few boos and oohs.
Yeah,
and ahs
no,
on
yeah, but you'll get
things,
boos and oohs.
No,
yeah, when
nothing
Jelger's
has
on stage,
gotten that crazy.
You
know.
Well, yeah, I mean,
and John Heffron will tell you he knows all about that club. That club is really not one that puts up with any F-bombs.
No, they don't let you, whoever you are, however famous, they were like, hey, you got to not do the F-bombs.
It's really? Like, on stage?
Yeah,
correct.
You're not allowed to swear.
And Caparulo goes off, that's where he drops the F-bombs on her. It's not even part of the show then, right?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I knew that wasn't part of the show. Also, it's a clean club.
Yeah, yeah.
Is the F-bomb rule more for the comedians or the magicians?
Yeah.
It is the comedy and magic club.
Why is that a clean? I mean, I don't know what a clean comedy club is.
It's the owner, the people who show up there, just kind of,
it's that
over
kind of
the
club.
Year, just morphed into that.
So no F-bomb.
No,
and that's
F-bomb.
How they've trained the audience. Perhaps that's what they expect when they go there.
Isn't that the place that Leno used to show up on Sunday night to go through his week's
worth
of material?
Yeah.
Still does it to this day.
Yeah, but he's clean, obviously. But sure. I would think
and the
some
clientele
guys...
there is kind of, we're rich because we can afford to live on the ocean.
It's
great, but, you know, my act is clean anyway.
Yeah,
so I don't have to do any adjustments.
A lot of comedians are not necessarily dirty, but they drop the F-bomb. So
right. So you just got to just use a little bit smarter language. That's pretty much it.
All right.
But
the
whole throwing stuff, her throwing stuff, it's always a weird... It's always a weird thing because at the end of the day, if there's a fight at a comedy club, let's say you throw a beer bottle at me, I get mad at you, I toss something, whatever. Here's how I look at it. Somebody in that room is getting sued.
Yes.
At the end of the day.
Colleen knows that. Yeah.
Somebody in that room is getting sued.
Yeah.
And they're going to sue the person who they think's the richest.
Yep.
Which would be factually incorrect when they think it's the comic.
But they all think it is because you guys, to them, you're the guy on stage and everybody thinks comics are rich.
That's my thing. You can never, you got to Dalton it from Roadhouse.
Right.
You got to be nice till you're not. Take it outside.
Dalton it from Roadhouse. Right, exactly.
Because you throw anybody on top of somebody's table, now you got to pay for that table and none of it's worth it.
Has anybody talked to Caparulo since then? You know, anybody
I haven't.
Talk to him? Okay.
But you know what's funny? Did that happen?
Will Caparulo get in trouble from that club for yelling
at
her?
No, probably, because they released, it was from their camera.
Oh, it was?
Okay.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too, is because I'm so non-confrontational as a comic.
Mm-hmm.
Except
they come to your porch.
Yeah, if they come to my porch, it's a whole different thing. But you look at all the videos that and all the news things that picked up that video.
Right.
He's all over the place.
Yes, he is.
Pub?
Yeah, and I'm not controversial, so I'm never going to get footage like that.
No, no.
I'm going to have to stage something where, like,
and he's not really a controversial.
No, not
comic
at all.
Either.
That's he just
you know that was
no,
just
it was just an inane throwaway
small penis joke about Trump.
Right, he wasn't trying to incite
and
anybody.
He's probably one of the worst comics to handle that kind of anybody coming at him on a stage.
Yeah.
He would be. You know, other guys, Kreischer, bring it on. I mean, even John Heffron would handle it better than
But Caparulo doesn't do a kind of show where a lot of people would confront him. So I could see where he's maybe not real well trained in
that.
Well,
it was a small penis joke. What do you mean about policies?
Tammy Pescatelli, has she been in here?
Yeah.
She had somebody toss wine at her.
That's right. She did.
She was in Florida.
She did tell us
picked
that.
Picked up a glass of wine and chucked it at her full. She pressed assault charges.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That I think is the best way to do it because chances are if you're a wine thrower, you know, if you don't know how to use your words, we'll probably get a second or third strike on you. That's why I would do it. I would go legally. I'm going to file charges because that probably throws you off of probation.
Yeah.
You're probably going to not see your kid for a couple weekends or whatever. So that would be the worst thing.
And they would drop the crap against you if you file back
that
against
them. That would happen. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, Tammy usually calls someone who is connected and that person is never
heard
from
Again, it's Tammy. Yeah.
She will never throw a wine again.
She'd be on them.
Trap doors. That's why I installed trap doors under all the seats this weekend.
That's a funny bone.
One button in my pocket.
Funnybone.com.
So if you're going to Heffron's
John
house.
John Heffron and show with us.
Call him twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once when you're on your
but
way.
But he's very clean and non-confrontational yeah. at all.
And once when you're approaching the door.
And look for the nest.
Yeah.
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 You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.